When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On the gram, getting laughs at the stand. Only she can, only feed hands. It's only, only, it's only feed hands.
Welcome back to another episode of Only Fiends with me, Karen Elizabeth Fien, and my guest today, super famous in China and America. She's going to be performing at the Apollo. This might be out already, but we're going to try to clip something to help her sell another 800 tickets. Zhao Ying Summers is here.
That's true love, Karen.
What?
That's like, true love. You're like, clipping something funny for me to sell more tickets.
Well, I'm passively.
That's true love. I'm going to spoil the shit out of you in China. Like, you're gonna go there. You first of all, you'll be the Irish American Barbie anyway.
People won't look like you.
Like, your face is the beauty standard. You have to have a small face.
That's because you guys don't see very well, I feel like.
Well, the eyes are small, but they see. they see. And like, my mom,
Irish American is not the hottest anywhere.
Yeah, but like, your face is the beauty standard because you want the big eyes.
Okay.
And like, small face. Okay. And tall nose.
All right.
And white.
I'll come.
They want you to be white. Like white.
I'm white.
I can see.
I feel like I forgot to cover this pimple on my chin. You, but it doesn't good. Matter.
Your well, chin?
Yeah.
How do you know my name was Ching?
Got her. As you guys can tell, Mabel is in the bedroom because Zhao Ying pulled out her chopsticks and tried to eat her right away.
Well, it was in my hair. I just saw him and I go, it's her, she, what, I don't really care.
Yeah, yeah,
for
I
me
know.
They are, the food don't have gender, you know.
Actually, Mabel really liked you, but you look so fantastic. She put her paw on your jacket.
We have the same outfit.
Did she do that?
No, she didn't do anything. She just think we were matching. We were wearing black. She's a silky black velvet.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
She's a stunner. But yeah, she did put her paw on you, and that's like a sign of her like really liking you.
It was
you.
Like a shaking hand kind
yeah.
of paw. She was cute.
She was really into you. But then I just brought her a bone that our friend Nancy gave us. And Nancy goes to like Canal Street to some like backdoor butcher. I don't know what she does. She's like, I go in and I ask for the best. I'm like, give me the best bones you have.
That's nice.
And Mabel will chew them for like an hour. So it's great.
That's good.
So you're speaking tonight where?
Asia Society.
Asia Society.
Rockefeller Foundation. The Asia Society. They have a global like Asia Society charities that I'm going to there to do a mini little stand-up comedy.
Oh, cute.
It has to be PG-13 because there's expensive rich businessmen there. They're all married, which is good.
Yeah, you know, the wives are attend as well, or just the guys?
I don't really care if they attend or not, but they better attend so that they are really married, so they are marriage materials, because I don't want to waste my time on a guy who's not marriage material. Right, if they are married, at least we know they will.
He can do it.
Yeah, he can do it. There's guys can't do it.
That's so fun.
It's 20
be
years
fancy. Is there food?
There is food. A happy hour, you should come.
Hold on, let me just put my hair a little
Avenue.
Tighter. I'll come.
So you have chinky eye if you pull it.
I'll pull
tighter.
It back. I'll do like space buns or something.
Oh my god, you'll be like Kendall Jenner with a fox eye.
I'm so jealous of Asian women. They can, you guys can literally wear whatever you want, especially if you're pretty.
Well,
especially if you're pretty. A girl could walk down the street, an Asian girl, with like two different striped socks, two different colored shoes, like a beret on in June, and
oh
then just
God.
Like a vest made of leather. Yeah, Nicole,
sexy.
She's gonna bring me great pictures right now. Sorry, I'm so tired and
oh
stoned.
My God,
but I get so jealous. I'm like, because I picture myself in these outfits.
You look great in these.
No, I would look like a goofball. People will be like, who does she think she is? What is she trying to be?
Wow.
Why is that the case? Why do you guys get away with it? Look at how goofy. I would look like an idiot in that.
That's like some Tokyo fashion here.
Yeah.
Like they are cute.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway. Yeah, the Asian girls are cute.
They're so cute.
Now I feel like I'm a dumb femme.
Yeah, you are. You're
I'm giving like a
you're high fashion.
Major lesbian energy. Like a I feel like I'm the like a zaddy.
I think lesbian. Dominatrix, but you seem very hetero.
You seem like so disappointed.
Like, what's the word?
Man.
No, but you seem like a homewrecker.
I mean, I want you, but like they don't leave, you know.
You were in GQ and Cosmopolitan in China.
In GQ, they just did a huge article on me with like a really serious photo of me. They were like, "We want to make sure you look serious and respectful, not some whore from America." I'm like, "Okay."
How was that? Was that really fun?
It was.
They shot. Really fun. Did they shoot in China?
They use a photo of mine, but then some other like People magazine in China, like the big one, they took it and they went like millions and millions of shares. So Cosmo's like, "We'll do a major photo shoot for you. Do you want to come back?" I'm like, "Yeah."
You're like what would you say is like a, like you're like China's like what celebrity in America? Because it feels like you're like repping for them.
Suzanne Summers.
Suzanne Summers.
I have her towel. Her son give me her towel.
Her like towel?
Her leopard towels.
Okay.
Her son's like a friend merch? Of mine. No, like her, oh. The one she used.
Her old.
Because her son, her she give him, her stepson, she gives him all her leopard towels. He's
her
like,
stepson jerks off to you.
I hope
he's
so.
He's in love with you.
I hope so. So I he's like, "Do you like leopard towels from Suzanne Summers?" I said, "Give it all to me. I want all of it."
Yeah. Who wouldn't want that?
I want her pussy juice on there. Like, I want everything.
That's you?
Yes.
In this article?
Yes.
You look beautiful. That's so cool.
Yeah, but Cosmo make me look hot.
You are hot.
Like, I Cosmo photos coming out in on November, and they were like, "We're gonna do some like a super crazy look, like a big eyeliner and like super."
Yeah, like a popsicle stuck in your hair.
Crazy hair, yeah.
You guys can
like,
do anything.
Are you gonna be okay with it? I'm like, I spend so much money on my face. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Fuck it up. It's like, I have a helmet on my
where
cheeks.
Do you want to part your hair? You can shave it all you want. I spend the money on my Botox. You do whatever. I don't give a fuck.
Indefensible. My face is like
I'm done with those Chinese bitches. Like, they look perfect. They're like a Barbie. Everything's perfect.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to do something crazy. Fuck them. I want to do something crazy.
What do you want to do?
Just like crazy hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy. I want to be
do
like
get
a,
like extensions that are like neon.
Helena Carter, whatever her name is.
Helena Bonham Carter?
Yeah, I want rats in my hair.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
fuck
yeah.
Everybody. And like, bats. She always steal every standard.
That might be funny if you did like bats in your hair.
I'd be like, I have chopstick rent the bats, like, you know? I'm hungry. I need a snack.
Oh, that would be a cool photo. Someone should do that with you.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
And pay you to be in whatever periodical they end up publishing it in.
That'll be cool.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I've got all these ideas. I'm always, you know, bat pitching woman. Good ideas.
I can play Batwoman. That's perfect. She ate a bat and she murdered the civilization, you know, whatever it is.
Are you excited about the Apollo?
I'm very excited about it because
it's huge.
Because it means the world to me to be on the stage. And to tell jokes. It's a dream coming true. I had a dream about it when I started comedy. I just didn't know how long it's going to take me. It took me 4 years.
Wow. That's incredible. That's pretty quick.
I think it's fast.
That's really fast.
I think it's kind of fast. Yes. It's fast when you have
it's awesome, though.
A failed marriage. It kind of propels you.
You're like, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's just make moves. Yeah,
I want to make sure my husband can't go on the highway because he has to see my face on the billboards.
Piss him off.
I don't
piss him off forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gonna be thrilling.
It's a big deal for me, and I guess for Chinese Americans, I'll be the first Chinese woman ever
really?
Do that. Yeah, that's nice.
That's crazy. You gotta fucking, I don't know. Post I went to about China, that, man.
When they interviewed me in China, they're like, "You are gonna do the Apollo." I said, "Yes." They're like, "So they allow women to go to the moon now?" I'm like,
oh my god,
it's not a moon. They were like, "Oh, it's not a real moon, huh?"
They thought you were an astronaut.
Yeah. They're like, are you allowed to go to the moon? You're
like,
a woman.
Are they still called Apollo, our spaceships?
Like the Apollo,
like the Apollo 13, Apollo
something like that.
They're probably not. Elon Musk probably owns them all, and they're probably called,
what do you think about Elon? I think if you're autistic, you can fuck, right?
I think he's probably great in bed, but also I could be potentially distracted in bed.
Yeah, because he can't communicate.
Yeah, and he's always he's got all these ideas going on. Like, what if he just like leaves mid pump and he's like, "Oh, I have to make a flamethrower filled with bacon or something."
But you can duct tape his mouth. He's like, "Don't talk and do your thing.
Do your thing.
Stay there."
Well, sure.
Yeah, I think he'll like it.
He might.
He probably love it.
He seems to like very eccentric women.
Eccentric means
obedient. Weird.
Weird. Yeah, his ex-wife was pretty weird.
Right? What was her name?
She looked Grolf? Like a, she looked like a scorpion. She looked like a weird scorpion.
What was her name? Leanne Grimes?
Yeah, she was like a she was like supporting Amber Heard. Who was it?
Oh, she was?
Was it Amber Heard? No, it wasn't Amber Heard. Something. Oh, Lizzo. She was supporting Lizzo.
Grimes was?
Grimes was supporting Lizzo. I'm like, what a fucking... You have no talent, you have no brain, bitch.
He's like, yeah, but I don't know. Elon's making the synthetic food that she's surviving on. I just made that up. I don't know. I just try to put two and two together.
Yeah, she is weird.
Yeah, she
was. Weird people take over the world, though. Fuck the weirdos. They are the, like, they take over.
I wouldn't say she's conventionally attractive either, but hey, he likes what he likes, you know?
Yes, yeah, so she, you know, she made so much money having his babies.
So many of his babies. What are their names? X, Y, and Z, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
Yeah, like whatever.
He just keeps naming his babies like letters and numbers.
Yes.
I took this class. I was just in St.
Petersburg. 11 children?
11, yeah, because he's big on procreation. He thinks, you know, human civilization should continue on.
Like his sperm and DNA is important for the future because his father left. I guess that's probably why.
Do you think the more kids you make with your sperm, do you think it gets diluted and less strong after each one?
Yeah, because in the history, Chinese kings have like 3,000 wives. They have 200 sons. 99 are morons. Like 55 are gays who won't be king. They want flowers. They want things in their anus. Become king. And then there's one who wants to become king. He murders everybody.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think the more kids you have, like the less... But for me, I would have three more because if I'm a bad mom, you know, at least one of them would think I'm a good mom because there's an opportunity that you can be good to one of them.
I'm an idiot. I just got water myself.
You have nice tits.
No. Am I making this?
I'm taking this off. This is too tight.
Take it off. You want me to hang it up? I'll put it on the chair over there. Mostly because I want to get... Yeah, let's see the tats.
I think
they
won't be thrilled about my tattoos.
What is it?
What's the big deal? Because 2023.
Yes, my mom, I was getting this tattoo. There's three sizes, like a small one, medium, and large one. She's like, do the large one. I'm like, why? She's like, you're already done, you know, right. Who cares? Nobody's gonna ever want you again. Just get it. Do it. You know, it's happening. Just do it.
But guys must want to date you all the time.
I don't know. Nobody hit on me.
Not maybe to your face, but they don't like send you messages.
They kind of do, but like everybody think me and Godfrey is fucking. But we are not because we took
Clip
a Uber.
It, tag him. She's not fucking Godfrey, you guys.
I'm not fucking Godfrey. We took an Uber together and he got off first. He lives in Meatpacking. No, like a Hell's Kitchen.
Okay.
I live in Midtown and he dropped off. I dropped him first.
Yeah,
and,
you shared an Uber. It's not a big deal.
He was walking out from the Uber. You know, I'm not trying to be racist, but dropped, you know, like the pants dropped, half the cheeks out.
Whoa, like Kanye?
Yeah.
On the boat?
Yeah. So I was like, there's some women watching, looking at his nice butt. Yeah. I'm like, no, that's mine. So I was trying to cover it up. And then I just, my hand just frozen. My hand just stayed on his butt.
Wait. So.
Like this. Parker Godfrey's like, did you feel my butt? Like, what are you doing, Jiaying? Like, I'll touch you my butt. I'm like, no, I'm not. He's like, your hand is still on my butt. I'm like, is it? He's like, it's still there. I'm like, I'm blocking your butt from those hobo bitches. He's like, your hand's still there. I'm like,
listen, stop punching it then, Godfrey.
So I just grabbed it. Why not? It's there. It's like, yo, what's up? So I'm like, hey, I want to be nice.
How did this turn into a rumor that everybody thinks you're fucking
him? Because we have good chemistry when we're... on the podcasts.
Yeah.
We just really do have good chemistry, but we are not fucking.
Okay. So yeah. DMs are open.
Yeah, I'm not fucking Godfrey.
Do you want to, you know, date a woman who's really on the up and up, on the rise with maybe a couple kids? Sounds perfect to me.
I just
have to be like a rich, cool guy.
Yes.
And you have to have your own thing too. And it'd be cool if it wasn't comedy.
Yeah, I don't think I can handle a comedian. Because we are not good people.
I don't seek them out. And I've like feel like I've tried to see if I had chemistry with any of them and I'm done checking.
But the Chris and the P and Tom, they are so good together.
Who?
Chris Nicky and Tom. They are power. It's very rare.
It happens. I mean, it's happened for me like a couple times before, but it doesn't last. Something mm-hmm. always, there's always this weird competitive tension underneath it all.
Mm-hmm. I had a sex dream about a guy at the stand. We don't even talk. Like, we barely talk. I don't know why. I don't remember exactly how to pronounce his name. Any of you help? So he's hot.
Okay.
He's like a little dark featured. Like, he always wear a baseball hat.
He always wears a baseball hat?
Yeah, and okay. He has pretty face.
Who?
Like, look like a Jesus, if Jesus is shaved.
Who?
He's cute.
Okay. I need more than a baseball
he's
hat
tall-ish.
And looks like he's tallish.
Tallish.
He looks like Jesus. It's Ian! Is it Ian?
No.
Ugh, if it was Ian, one. A good guess, Nicole. If it was Lara.
He's not black, but he's suspicious.
I was about to body slam you.
His skin color is suspicious. He can be Hispanic. He can be quarter black. He can be like a...
Did you just say Dominican?
He could be something, but he's just definitely not pure white.
He's Dominic.
He looks suspicious.
He's Diminish.
We haven't found out.
Ian.
Not Ian.
Wait. Hold on. It's not Jordan Fisher, is it?
No.
He's light-skinned black, I would say.
Yeah,
right?
His body is pretty fit. He looks like a...
Is it Vlad? No, doesn't wear baseball hats.
He has nice eyelashes.
You are... Can you tell me what his act is like? Is it Luis J. Gomez?
No. He's young.
Max Manticore? He is Spanish.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah,
he is Latino.
Can I see a photo? Can I match him?
And maybe some something
Max.
Else. Yeah,
I'm sorry. I feel like I'm like invading a child. But like,
can you
I know
go to his
young.
Instagram because he's also on the ING model page because he's a full on model. He's signed
Fuck
by
it.
ING.
I hate models, but I walked
See,
to him.
See, there he is in the black and white.
Ian, yeah.
That's your man.
It was just like filthy sex, though. So
filthy
in the dreams,
sex?
In the dreams, like I walk into the stand, he's standing there. I'm like, hey, you're blocking my way. I slapped him.
Yes.
And he slapped me back. I'm like, I'm going to fuck the shit out of you.
Max.
He's like, you better. I fucked the shit out of him and he was so good. And then after that, I'm like, do not ever talk to me again. He's
don't
like,
look at me. Don't
okay.
talk to me.
He's like, okay. And that was it. And we just never talked. And
good.
It was just like filthy sex.
That's
and
hilarious.
It was Max.
Well, I mean, I don't look at him. What a beaut. He's so
right?
cute.
He's gorgeous. How tall is he?
He's like probably 5'10 or something.
5'10?
Not super tall. Maybe 5'11. I don't think so, though. Okay.
Oh, God. Just say fucking 6 feet tall. Jesus. He's so honest. That's disgusting.
So honest. I know.
I don't trust him anymore. Like, if I'm 5'11 and half, I'm 6 feet tall. I'm 6'1.
He's too beautiful. I could never date a man that beautiful.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't date him. I'm like, don't talk to me. I don't want to get to know you. You are here to fuck. Like, you know, that's all you are. Don't talk. I don't want to get to know your childhood.
Right.
I don't care your mom left. I don't give a fuck.
And yeah, I'm not going to get attached.
Give me that dick and shut the fuck up.
I'm not going to get attached
no,
to a
no,
beautiful
No, I'm not attaching
man,
to you.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll breastfeed you when you're hungry, but don't talk to me.
Once you have babies, you can breastfeed forever?
After you stop feeding, there's no milk coming out. I stop feeding my kids when they are I only feed them for 5 months because I don't want to get my tits saggy. You
that
know?
Seems like plenty. Like what?
Yeah, it's a lot. They can't complain. Even my daughter, I gave her 3 months.
No, you shared some video where you didn't. Wasn't
son.
Your son trying to breastfeed?
Yeah,
and he looked like he was 10 years
boobs.
Old.
Well, he's very tall.
I'm just
his
kidding.
Father is tall. He's four. He's 4 years old, and we were playing zombie. He bit my boobs. I'm like, don't bite my boobs. He's I still want your breast milk, mommy. Can I drink your milk? I'm like, no, you can't. You are too old. He's like crying.
Yeah, I know.
Mommy,
he's
I'm
so
gonna
mad.
Drink some milk from your boobs, please. I said, you know you can't. But this can be a good video for your wedding. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's crazy. Are they in LA? Are they going to go to school there?
Yes, they are in school in LA. My mom is helping me with the children. Yeah. I have a maid.
Your mother.
A nanny.
Your mother.
She is in charge of the maid and nanny.
She manages the house.
Yeah. But she, that's good because she's bitchy. So give her things out to channel her out.
All
so
my mother wants to do is be with her grandkids, though. Like
she loves the kids. Yeah. She thinks my daughter is more special than me. She said that your daughter is so beautiful and so special. She's only 3 years old. She speaks perfect English. As a mom, she's American. She was born here. If she does not speak English, she's retarded. So it just means she's not dumb. Doesn't mean that she's smarter than me. My mom's like, it's been 30 years. You still don't speak English. I said, Joe Biden don't speak English. Trump don't speak. I can be the president, mom. You have to stutter. You have to not speak English to be the president.
Do you think you're jealous of your daughter?
I think I am because she's just cute. Yeah. And she's born.
She's old. How old is she?
She's 2.5 and she has an attitude. I think she could be a lesbian.
No, at 2.5?
My son's like, mommy, I want to paint my nails. I'm like, yes. Do you want a rainbow? If you are gay, you know, you get better because you can get in Harvard because it's diversity.
Right.
Gay
Asian, that's two checks.
It's better for you.
Yeah.
So my daughter, she's like, I don't want a nail. Go.
Oh, no.
She pees on his truck. So
she pees standing up? Or yeah. I did that when I was first learning how to, like getting potty trained because I just watched my brother and he had been like peeing in the toilet like that. My mom potty trained him. She used to throw her cigarettes in the toilet and be like, put the fire out.
That's amazing. That's an Irish mom for
you. That's some white trash shit.
That's awesome.
So then when I first tried to pee, I was like, ugh. And my mom was like, sit down. What are you doing? You're just making a mess.
I love that.
Yeah. That's crazy that you have kids.
Oh my God. I have two of them.
Crazy.
I'm very happy.
And you're so busy.
They're not here. I'm good.
You're lucky to have your mom. And this,
I'm very lucky.
And to be rich that you have people like a nanny.
She could abuse me. She could. I mean, I'm their slave. I just make the money and I give to everybody. Yeah. So I don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
And I can just not do anything.
Was this always your idea for a career? Like, did you always want to do comedy?
I want to be an actress.
Yeah.
But my accent was just too much for people to take me. Give me the role. I mean, they think I'm good, but they just like, no, we can't have your accent. Even the role, a girl who's an immigrant, they want an American Chinese girl with an American accent putting on a fake Chinese accent than my real one.
Right.
Like, if you have
that's
an accent.
That's so stupid.
Yeah, you have to be a star to be in movies. If you have, like, Salma Hayek, she's that's already a star
bullshit
in Mexico.
Though, because I feel like they all act like we want authenticity. We want people to be really authentic, but they don't.
Even Crazy Rich Asians, they don't even have a real Asian guy. They have a half, I mean, I'm being mean, but half Asian. Yeah, he's half white.
Yeah, that's why he's so hot.
Yeah,
no
that's
offense.
Why people think he's like a, because look at him.
He's a babe. Yeah, and he speaks like very American.
Yeah, like I want Bobby Lee to be the lead.
Right.
Like I want little chinky eye Chinese man.
Little dumpling man.
Yeah, I want that's. For me, that's hot. Like, I'm done with those pretty boys.
That's authentic.
They are only for fucking. They are not for keeping. Those guys, fuck off. And Max, what is his last name?
Mantikoff.
Can't say it. Don't care.
Look
fuck
at
you.
Him. There he is. Look at Nicole. That picture
what
looks
the fuck
like
boy.
You know the movie The Good Son where she's about to drop one in the ocean?
Yeah.
It looks like.
Mommy. Please breastfeed me. Mommy, I want it on your tits. Mommy, there's milk. I can see it. Please, mommy, don't leave me, mommy.
You're going to have sex dream about him tonight. You're going to breastfeed him in your dream tonight.
I know,
for
I will.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's beautiful. If his personality wasn't so bad, I'd want to fuck him too.
Yeah, just fuck. Maybe we should have a threesome. Do you
know Peter Fowler?
No.
Little Pete? He's like 10 years old. He went to...
Oh, the cute little
baby.
Baby, yeah.
He went to Halloween dressed as Max this year.
How?
Remember, Max got jumped. Max got beat up and jumped. So he went and he put like a...
Did he rib him?
Did he rib him?
I mean, did the people who jumped him rib him?
Rob him?
Rape.
Oh, rape. I was like, rip, rob, rape. Rip, zip, zap, zap.
Zip, zap, zap. What?
No, they didn't. No, at least he hasn't admitted that yet.
It was dark. You see his face.
Yeah. We'll see if he sort of seems like more traumatized as time goes on.
Well, I can fuck him out of it, you know, if he needs it.
Oh, so cute.
Nose ring. Ugh. Nose ring
like
is a bad, like, for fucking, yeah. But, like, take
to
it off.
To hold on to it?
Yeah, take it off. Like, if you
I just feel like men, like, not saying Max, he's probably very like hygiene forward.
Yeah.
But sometimes men with jewelry, I'm just like, I don't trust you to clean it and like.
They won't. They'll blow their nose.
Yeah.
It's not. Just take it off.
What things give you the ick when you're dating a guy? I can go if you need time to think.
You go first.
Vaping, mouth breathing, any sort of like odor that I don't like, hair flakes of any kind, whether they're coming from too much product or dandruff, because I feel like both of those problems are correctable. Food and beard.
Ugh.
You can have a beard, but just keep it tight and neat and clean.
They have to floss their teeth.
Yeah.
If they don't floss their teeth, I can't.
No.
I have a I'm a dog. I have a dog nose. Like I can smell, sniff a snake in the garden. Like, if you don't brush your teeth, I know it.
Yeah.
If you cheat on me, I can smell her vagina juice on your face. Like I can sniff it. Like I'm a dog. I should work at a warehouse.
I've been called a dog before.
Brandon's dog should be like gone. Like I should be.
I've been called a dog in like an argument before. Like it was a bad thing, but I always would hear it as like fuck yeah.
Because you are so sharp. Like you can't like if you cheat on me, I'll know.
Of course I'll know.
When you're walking in the hallway, I can sniff it. Yeah.
I know right away. I can tell.
So like
stop cheating on us.
But hygiene is kind of bad for me.
Hygiene, yeah, yeah.
If you stink, I know it.
If you get into the bed after you take a shower, like, and dry off in your sheets, that's disgusting.
Yeah, just
dry. It's so gross.
Yeah, if you want me to be wet, you better be dry.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah.
You want me to be wet? You better be dry. Yeah.
Also, I don't like when guys like insecure. Like whenever you say something about you, like you're not even bragging. They completely just like, oh, I also did this and that when I was 18.
Oh, shut up. Stop trying to one-up me.
That means like a tiny dick energy. Yeah, I don't care if your dick's big. If you have tiny dick energy, your big dick is... It's not big. It's just fluffy.
Right. Yeah, no. You can have a tiny dick and still make me come and be like a confident, cool guy. But yeah, if you're just like a fucking... Or if you're trying to neg me and you're not good at it...
Mm-hmm.
Men never edit. They never like self-critique. I noticed this like...
You can't do it.
When I like get like those like troll comments, they'll be like the repeat of like the same fucking thing. You know, whatever the joke is, like... And I'm just like, don't you guys even take a second to look? Like, boggle rules. Like, if you see that same comment, don't do the same thing. Like, don't you realize you're a hack loser?
But they get like they get praised for just being the most doing the most basic thing.
I know.
And it's easier to be a man. You know, maybe last life they did good things to become men, and we did something awful. Maybe we're murderers and rapists. We became women, so we had to pay more to get less.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgive my husband because I feel like last life I probably, I went to the whorehouse. I fucked the shit out of her. He was her last life, and I said I'll marry you and take care of you. I never came back, so he came to my life and become my husband this life and fucked me up, and now I'm paying for my dues.
That was a wild journey we just went on.
I think so. Last life, I commit some crimes towards him, and he's coming back to punish me.
It's that like karma.
It's karma, yeah.
Spiritual.
I think I had
cosmic karma.
Yeah, I had this meditation. I asked Buddha why would I deserve this?
When you meditate, your body makes glutathione.
I didn't know that. I'm starting to learn to meditate better because now I'm sober. Now I'm going to the next level is meditation and exercising.
Absolutely.
Which you are doing great.
I'm great. Meditation is challenging.
It's very hard.
Yeah. It's hard to just sit still and sort of like empty your brain for 10 minutes.
Yeah. It's very difficult.
But when you do it, your body makes glutathione, which is
glutathione?
It's a really powerful antioxidant that's like good for detoxing your liver and it's good for your skin.
So. Yeah, my liver needs to be detoxed. 10 years drinking, yeah.
Yeah. So every time you meditate, you're making glutathione, you
that's
guys.
Nice. That's
I learned that when I was at St. Petersburg this weekend at this
nice. Place. How's Russia?
I was in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Well, it's worse than Russia.
Much. No, it's a really cute little beach town. Similar. Yeah, very similar. A lot of mail order brides.
That's nice.
Oh,
it's gorgeous.
What is that noise?
I think it's a claw. is the puppies. Oh, like, yeah. Let me out.
Yeah, I think she's just laying down against the door just Aww. To be a needy bitch. She's totally Aww. Fine. So I went to this workout class called F45. Shout out to them. They were very nice to me. But it's like one of those classes where they use every single piece of equipment that's ever been in any gym ever. Like assault bike, kettlebell, dumbbells, barbells, skiers, like the thing, this duffel bag, the step. And it was just like two rounds and then two rounds of body weight. One was body weight, one was abs. It was a lot. It was a lot, but it was fun. And then this lady was promoting this place called Restore across the street where I got an IV drip that was 50% off. It's fucking awesome, you guys. It's nice. A big discount.
It's half off. Wow.
I was going to do cryotherapy, but there was too much of a line. Too many people came. But since it was their four-year anniversary, they had a bunch of food there. So I had two pieces of quiche. Two pieces of quiche.
That's nice. Half off. I want to have a transgender surgery. Everything like, was half off. I'll just get a dick on me.
They were great. Restore in St. Petersburg. If you're ever there, go check them out. They have cryotherapy. They have an oxygen tank. They do hydrofacials.
That's nice.
Saunas, infrared lights, like a really great spot for wellness recovery shit if you're into that. Right across the street from F45. Wow. Why am I doing a commercial for?
Because you're just the kind person. Whenever you have a good experience, you just want to share it with your people.
Yeah.
You're just authentic. You cannot be bought. That's the thing.
I love you. Yeah. Or I'm just like bad at like forming relationships and like maybe getting some free shit out of some of this.
I can have you. I'm Chinese. I'll help you with it.
Yeah. You're probably really good at that.
Free shit. Yeah. You can get all of free shit.
All right. Hook me up.
Yeah.
And introduce me to Bobby Lee too.
I think he's going to love you.
You think?
Oh, I know.
Oh,
I know. Bobby's. Great. I think he should be the lead of Crazy Rich Asians. Yeah. Imagine him being the lead. You know, him running out from his girlfriend's crotches. Like,
just like maybe, I mean, not that he's not doing well. I'm pretty sure he's really wealthy, but it could just be Crazy Asians.
Yeah, Crazy Asians good. Bobby's cute. Look at him.
He looks great there.
Look how chubby.
Aww. He seems to have gained weight in his belly, but that must
recently he has some belly fat.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that one.
No.
That is not okay. No, mm-hmm. not this one. This is okay. This what is too Bobby.
That one he looks like a baby troll doll.
Right next to right there. Can you click that one?
Sorry, I'm so blind.
Lower, right. Yep. This
with Sarah. Oh, that one. You don't like that one? He looks like he's a reservoir dog.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a Bobby.
It looks like
like a cartoon version of Bobby.
Yeah,
like so a cuter version of him.
So yeah, I was a ring girl at nice. The Carnival of Combat.
Sexy.
Yeah. Have you ever been a ring girl?
I was when I was in Kentucky.
Okay.
One time I was a ring girl.
Let's talk.
Yeah, I don't remember because I was drunk.
I was on mushrooms.
I didn't throw up, but I was drunk in college.
There I am. I haven't posted.
Look at that.
I haven't posted a video yet.
Oh
but
my god!
Should I
so
post
hot.
A video?
That's so hot.
There was like mostly positive comments. Some people called me old and said I had no tits. But I don't care. I don't care what they say. I love my little boobs.
They are. They'll never sag.
They'll never sag.
Yeah.
And especially because I do, you know, chest presses. I was fucking those up at Equinox today. I think I'm going to cancel my membership at Lifetime.
It looks amazing.
Thanks. I'm getting my period, so they're That's a little nice. Big right now.
I just removed my IOD.
Just a second?
Like last week. The week before.
Was it painful?
I didn't feel anything. I'm a peasant. I don't really feel anything. It's like, I was going to just like in the shower. I felt the strain. I'm like, let me just pull it.
You took it out yourself?
I didn't because I was going to do it. I'm like, it's easy. But then I went Google and maybe I should just text Dr.
Yeah.
Jill.
Yeah.
It's like, don't do it. You're not unplugging carrots. You have to go to the hospital.
Right.
So the doctor just pulled out like that.
I'm was
like,
it okay. painful when he pulled it out?
No, I feel nothing.
Wow.
I have high tolerance of pain.
Yeah. You've had a couple of kids, right?
There's no epidural.
So
I didn't
now,
ask for pain management. I want natural birth. I got twice natural birth.
You're kidding.
I want to feel the pain.
Why?
I'm a psycho.
Yeah.
If you feel the pain when you abuse them verbally, you don't feel bad. I'm like, you blew up my vagina. You better watch out.
When you
I don't feel bad.
Abuse them verbally, you
my
don't feel
crying,
bad.
My son's crying, his tears in his... My mom was like, look how sad he is. As the my vagina blew up. Like, I don't feel... like, I don't give a fuck about that.
No epidural?
No. I said,
That's
no, I don't
crazy.
Want it. Doctor's like, you do. I said, no, I don't.
Wow.
You don't feel bad like when you know you go through that kind of pain. Bringing a present to the
But now your IUD's out and you're like a fertile myrtle.
Yeah.
Are you gonna get pregnant again, you think?
It depends on how rich the dick is.
Correct.
Like if the dick can afford me, they can't, because I can't afford me.
What
I can't
were you on
me.
Birth control, like pills ever?
I just no, I tried sometimes and it make me crazy.
Yeah,
like I don't think I can be crazier, but it can happen.
No, yeah, I was on them for like 1 week and I had a migraine.
I feel insecure, which is like about I don't want to feel
does
insecure.
The IUD mess with you hormonally a little?
My period just disappeared,
right?
I feel like I'm menopausal.
Okay,
I just
but is
felt
it back
weird.
Now that when
it's
did
back
it...
now
okay
like it back like in 2 days later cool boom, I'm like I'm having an abortion mom with no baby in there like mom
was it more painful like were your cramps bad
it wasn't too bad but it was there's cramps but I like pain very... when I have pain I felt alive
yeah me too well I
not too much though
that's how I kind of feel about the menstrual cycle I think it's like our bodies are supposed to do it
it's
so
beautiful it needs to be happening
just do it that's why I keep buying my Proof undies actually they have sent me a couple pairs because they like me but that's because I always shout them out Proof have you ever had Proof
what's that
They're the period undies, but
they're
really cute. And they make like high-waisted, full back ones. They make thong ones.
I need to
ones.
Use that. I need to order that because I can't do tampons.
Tampons
fuck me up.
Me too. You probably have a tiny vagina.
I have a tiny vagina. It's snapped back to the natural size. I can't believe it.
Look how
That's
cute.
That's the cutest
You can
ever.
Wear them under like leggings. You can go work out.
I need to get these.
Yeah.
Those are amazing.
Some of them are really cute.
They are great. And, I can't do tampons. Every time I feel tampon, I feel like I'm invading my space. I'm like, this tampon don't even, like, can't afford me. I can't put it in my vagina. Like
and it's, I'm telling you, it's so good. Like, look at those cute ones.
Sexy.
Look at cute.
It's so sexy.
And it's so effective. You never leak. You never get, like, you can, I've had a rough couple days where I just haven't changed them for, like, let's say 48 hours. And they're fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
They're so absorbent.
I didn't know they have that. So that is amazing.
But now I have like 3 pairs and it's awesome. Not that I look forward to my period, but you definitely feel like less like, oh my God, I'm stuck in a place and I need to change my tampon right now. I'm wearing this. I'm going to get it fucking messy. They work so well.
I don't like tampon. Whenever I put a tampon, I poke myself.
Me too.
It's like a needle.
Me too.
Like it's so painful.
Yeah. And it's like the material it's made of, it's like it soaks everything up and then it's like feels like dry coming out. Yeah. I hate it.
Yeah. that's
mostly male audience. Mostly male audience. What do you think about this segment?
Proof. Give me some fucking underwears.
Oh, they will. They'll send Zhao Ying. Absolutely. Yes. She's got a huge fan base. She has 1 billion followers in GQ China.
Yes, give me some underwear so I can, you know, so I can not wear a tampon. Tampon is the worst. I hate tampons.
I'd rather a pad.
I'll bleed my leg. I just like
me too.
And it's good when you are bleeding. You know, we are late. Like, sorry, I just had an abortion. I'm so sorry. Like, I'm sorry about the blood on your couch.
I know. I want to bleed somewhere one time. Just
I think I blood at 3 arts.
I'm three arts.
I'm my manager's office. I think there's blood on his white chair, but I told everybody that's Atsuko.
Yes,
Esco did that. The Japanese did it.
Oh my God, I'm so old. Just stretching my legs out. It's like, oh.
You have amazing ass because
I have
you
to
work
take
out.
My
I used to have an ass, but
I have to take my socks off. You have an ass. You have a great body. You're hot. Let's see. Do we need a pedicure?
My God, we are meshing.
Are we? Let's see. Oh my God! Yeah, it's
content.
That time.
Content.
Wow, look at. Yeah, finally somebody gets the fucking bit! Wait, Ari Shaffir did that same thing last week.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding.
I didn't even watch it.
He would have died from like poison of the mouth, foot, whatever.
Oh my God.
Taking both off because I feel good. Wait, we have about probably 8 more minutes left in this podcast.
Does it mean bra? It's hard for me to wear bras.
I never wear bra. Well,
this
I do have, I have Skims.
Right? It's like comfy bra.
Skims. Why am I acting like a QVC host this whole episode? Skims, send me some shit. No, this feels like a training bra, which is what all I need. The underwire, it goes into our lymph nodes. It's really bad for us. It can be cancer causing. It stops blood flow. Also, if you notice over time, they've done studies, women who stopped wearing bras and like worked out and did like push-ups and like chest presses, their boobs lifted.
I never have bra. I don't wear bra.
That's great. You have perfect tits.
And my boobs is not saggy.
They're perfect.
Yeah.
What are you? Like a small C.
Like a 34C.
Yeah.
Like they look better if I don't.
Oh, yeah,
because
yeah.
Because they are natural, so they are soft.
Oh.
If you put
I'm gay.
Like, if I wear a push-up bra, it's like a
boom, boom, boom.
But
yeah.
If I lay down,
do most Chinese women have big boobs?
No. I was embarrassed when I was a little girl. When I was like a teenager, I'm slouching because people are laughing at my boobs.
You're
a whore. You have boobs.
That's not your fault, though.
Yeah,
they're really perfect.
I didn't know. I was just slouching, so I don't show them. But then I went to America. People were like, "It's okay. Boobs are not a bad thing."
No, yeah.
I'm like, no, it's not.
But yeah, because when I think of Asian women, I do think like flat chest.
It is because they don't eat anything.
Flat ass.
Yes, because it's the beauty standard is being a chopstick. Like the skinnier you are, because when your husband beat you, you can't run. You know, it's a beauty standard.
She doesn't care. She's already canceled, you guys.
It's okay.
That is an interesting theory. Like, yeah, they're too weak to run away.
Yeah.
When they don't eat, and that's the beauty standard. That was the beauty standard here in America when? In the 90s? Our heroin chic?
I just don't get it. They are so skinny.
I just don't see how that's fun to fuck if you're a dude.
No, it's not. Unless, you break their arms.
Yeah. If you're a real guy, you want some ass, some titties to play with.
Yes.
I got mad about the guy saying that I had no tits, so I was like, whatever.
You have nice tits.
I was like, whatever, you know, like only big guys or only guys with small penises like big, crazy big boobs.
In Chinese, we say 吃不到葡萄说葡萄酸, that kind of it's like the guy. No, he'll never have the like honor to eat the beautiful grapes. He just say the grapes so bitter, so disgusting because he can never eat it. It's because he wants it so much. He can't have it. So he say shit about it. That's your body. Karen's body. It's not for your regular bitches, okay? If you're not a zaddy, successful, sexy, you can't have her tits, her ass, and you are saying shit about it. It means you just want it so much, and you're jerking off right now to it. Yeah. So shame on you.
Whoever
is saying her tits are too tiny, you are the guy who's jerking off to her.
All the time.
So everybody knows who you are.
Right now.
And if you are, delete your comments right now, or we know what you're doing right now.
We know.
So it's okay. Whenever I see this, I have a smirk on my face. I'm like, you like me. Like, you got so fat after the babies, people tell me that. I'm like, I know.
Wait, people said you got fat?
After the babies. Like, because I was skinny before my babies, then I got bigger the babies.
But you have a human in you. You're supposed to get a little bigger, right?
Yeah, I don't care.
These are losers. Stop talking to us.
I don't care.
We're not listening to you anymore, you fucking trolls.
Yes, I just give up.
Wait, can I tell you? On both, and then we'll get out of here. Mm-hmm. On both of my flights coming back, there were fights because people don't know deplaning etiquette. Both times.
You are so like, you are a comedian, but you keep giving me scientist terms. I'm just like,
scientist terms?
Yes.
Deplaning etiquette.
I see, you fucking little scientists, maybe. You're just like,
the way you get off a plane, it's row by row. And somebody, so on both flights, the woman who stood up for us was a fiery Spanish lady. Like, and she just, on the first flight, it was a little Indian woman that was trying to just cut because she didn't have a carry-on bag. She just had her purse and she just slowly by slowly, like cutting one person until one lady saw her and she's like, oh, no, no, no. We're all going to take our turns. My row is going to take its turn and then that row across from me is going to take its turn. And I was across from her and I was like, thank you so much. Really appreciate you. And I looked at the lady like, you're not going to cut me.
I love that.
She didn't cut me, but she still cut like people behind us. And then, so that was going. Coming back, it was a father and his daughter, and they were doing the same thing. This concept of because you don't have a carry-on, you're allowed to cut people is fucking wild. It's incorrect. It's never been a thing. You just wait. It sucks. You're in the back of the plane. That sucks. So sorry. If you have a connecting flight, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. They'll make an announcement. We all sit down and let you run. I've been that person. I've sat down. I have no problem with that. But if you're just a fucking cutter, and then this lady on the way back to the girl's daughter. The daughter was like, don't talk to my father like that. She's like getting very earnest. She's like, he's more of a man than you'll ever be. And the Spanish lady was like, I hope so. I'm not a fucking man.
Oh my God.
And then she goes, you know what? If I am a man and your father can suck my dick. She was the one screaming about etiquette. But then all of a sudden she was like, your father can suck my dick and he can suck my man's dick. They were in a very serious fight, but now I'm retelling it. It was pretty fucking
just
funny.
Don't fuck with Zlatina, right?
No. I appreciate them because they were just not going to stand by and watch these injustices take place.
Yeah, I can't stand it. I just like, if you are doing something wrong, I won't be your friend. If you are a hypocrite,
right,
I'm not going to make you happy. Like, I will be your enemy. Like, I cannot stand Lizzo. I cannot stand Jada. I hate Amber Heard, Turts, whatever she is. I can't stand those bitches. I don't give a fuck. I'm a feminist, but like, I kept my daughter. You know, she's a daughter. I kept her. Like, when she was born, I didn't see a penis. I kept her alive. Like, I am a feminist.
Yes, of course.
I cannot stand those, like, hypocrites. Like, if you cut me, I'll be like, hey, no, don't, no. You're not going anywhere.
Right. Well, on a plane, we're all the same. Right?
Yeah, you are. Nobody's not, better. Nothing special about you because you don't have a carry-on.
No,
because
no.
You aborted your baby or like right. Whatever
oh,
you did.
Oh, you checked a bag. You
yeah,
loser.
You checked the bag. Yeah, fuck you. Yeah, don't you know? Just follow the rules. Just you are not. There's nothing special
row
about you.
Row by row.
You don't have three nipples. Like there's nothing special about you, bitch.
All right, tell the people where they can find you, how they can follow you. I mean, the Apollo. I just can't wait to see footage from that, clips from that. That whole night is just going to be crazy, man.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I already done the Apollo. So, Jiaoyin Summers everywhere. Find me. Me so funny, motherfucker. And that's about it. JiaoyinSummers.com for my tour, Tiger Milk Podcast. And me and Karen is going to do something. So maybe I want her to do some training video for me to get me some squats.
Let's go. We'll build that ass.
Improve underwear on my period. We have big tits on our periods. Don't miss that.
Okay, thanks guys. Like and subscribe. Throwing ass on the gram, getting laughs at the stand. Only she can, only feet hands. It's only. Only. It's only feet hands.